I am late in the new year. That's good, ain't it? Starting off a new year service just right by not being everywhere I'm supposed to be. So, well, good morning. I hope everybody had a great New Year's and spending time with your family if you got to do that and all the things you get to do with that. But I pray that your new year is focused on what the good Lord would have for you in 2020. Amen. Is the way it is. We'll talk about service this morning. I pray that your mindset is that of Christ Jesus and the price he paid for you. And it's just the goodness of seeing God. I know that everybody's doing things a little bit different in the lifestyles today, but listen, he is God. Amen. And whether you choose to come to a worship service, watch it online, whatever you try to do, don't miss out the opportunity to fellowship with other believers. And what I mean by that is stay in contact with somebody. The people are not in our services today, whether it's our church or wherever you go to church at, make sure you stay in contact with other believers and have that accountability with one another and read scripture and pray with one another, because listen, in 2020, there's still going to be some obstacles, amen? There's still going to be some things that you and I are not prepared for, we're not ready for in a lot of ways, but listen, God has already been before us. So remember that as you go through 2021, and Mr. Ricky and I talked about this morning, it'll be over with before we know it. I know 2020 had a lot of challenges, but it still went by pretty quickly. Who would agree? I mean, it was still a pretty quick period of time. Days go by very quickly today. I don't have to tell you that. It's no secret on that, how time passes at a very, very rapid pace. So this morning in our worship service today, I pray that you just focus your mind on Christ today. You allow him to speak to your heart and speak the truth of who he is into your life. And listen, I can't wait to see what God's going to do in and through the life of people in 2021 if we'll just make ourselves available. And I think that's the biggest thing in our life, is being available for Christ to use us. And everybody says, Mother, what do you think 2021 is going to be like? I said, I'm going to take it one day at a time like I did 2020. And that's all I do. My wife will tell you that. I may make things, but I'm one day at a time. That's about as far as my calendar goes. It's one day at a time, because I don't want to miss the opportunities in that day, guys. And I know you don't either. So this morning, here in a moment, we're going to sing worship songs. Then we're going to open up scripture here together today. But just pray that God just moves in the life of you here today and allows you to go pour that to somebody else's life. Make that our mindset to spread Jesus like never before in 2021. And see what the good Lord will do through us, because he is faithful. Amen. So this morning, let's pray together. I know a lot of us have family members that are still affected by things that are going on in the world today with the COVID and different things. So we pray that God protects them and strengthens them as we go in the days ahead. So let's just pray together this morning. Father, we come to you. This is our first service together in 2021. Father, we just gather in this place today. We have Sunday school time. Father, we've opened up your word already through that. We discuss things together. But this morning, Lord, as we come in here, Father, we're just in a moment, we're going to sing songs of worship to you today. Father, I pray today that our focus and our mindset is that of you, our direction that you'd have us to go. Father, even if it doesn't look where we want to go, how we want to go, Father, let us be obedient to your spirit. Father, 2021 is an opportunity for the church to be the church, to be the body of Christ, to be your hands and feet. Father, to minister to other people's lives that are not in our services today, whether it's this church or wherever it might be, Father, that people are not here and they're not engaging in worship. Father, to use us as an encouragement to them. Father, to pray with them, to read scripture with them. Father, to be the people that you've called us to be. Father, I pray that 2021 is a year of revival, that the church stands up and stands out even if we had to stand alone. So this morning, Lord, as we sing unto a king today. Father, we sing to a king that's already been before us and everything we're going to face in this life. And Lord, this morning as we open up your scripture, Father, you speak the truth the only way that you can here today. Father, I pray that you stir our hearts. Father, let us live out what you have planned for our lives. Father, it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you. Happy New Year to everyone. This morning as we worship, think about the Father's faithfulness. We're going to sing hymn number 90, get my books here, 96, Greatest Thy Faithfulness. And think about the faithfulness of God. In Psalms 36, Verse 5, your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the great deep. O Lord, you preserve both man and beast. How priceless is your unfailing love. Both high and low among men find refuge in the shadow of your wings. You know, Wednesday night, Brother Fred and Miss Janice, we were talking about the faithfulness of God. You know, he is always with us. No matter what we face, and his faithfulness is always there. So stand with us this morning as we sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness, hymn number 96, and I think the words is on the screen. Let's worship him. Think about when David wrote the 23rd Psalm. he knew, because David lived with those sheep. He stayed with them all the time. And like a shepherd, he leads us. And like a father, he feeds us. Let's worship him as we think about that and, for this new year. That God will always be faithful to us. Like a shepherd, he leads us. Like a father, he feeds us.
Call me Jesus.
sing this morning. The title of it is Christ Our Hope in Life and Death. It's new for us. You may have heard it. Thinking about the new year, all we have today is life. We don't know what 21 is going to bring. And we have death. So Christ is our hope in life and death. So we need to enjoy that. He is with us in everything. So this is the message of this song. Christ our hope in life and death.
Confidence.
Father, we thank you for talent in singing. Thank you for good biblical worship songs. Father, that when we can worship a King is worthy of our praise. So this morning, Father, as we've gathered in this worship service here today, Father, we pray that you speak to the hearts of the people here. Father, you probably have already done that through worship music this morning. We've sung some great hymns of the faith this morning. We talked about great is thy faithfulness. Father, you've been so faithful to us. Even in times where we didn't see it or didn't think we even received it, you was faithful. So this morning, Lord, you speak to our hearts today. You show each and every one of us what has our name on it today, how we can apply that to our lives. 2021 is amongst us, but just every day is a new day of possibilities, a new day that we can love on other people the way that you've loved us. So this morning, Father, as we continue our worship service, you speak to our hearts today. Father, even in a little bit when we depart from this place, Father, you allow us to be your hands and feet in our homes and our communities, wherever that might be. Father, we pray today, Father, for the ones who don't know you. Father, that this year, maybe even today, will be the day of them, the day of salvation for their hearts, the day they will receive the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So today, Father, to have our mindset wrapped around who you are. Father, help us understand more about you. Lord, you're a great God. We're so thankful for your presence here today. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Well, amen. If you have your Bibles, look with me in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. God is good. Amen. And me is thankful that God is good, right? And that is awesome knowing that God is good. So this morning as we look at chapter 4, I just want to do this message here this morning as we think about having a positive mindset. And we all have these people in our lives that, who has some positive people in their life? Pretty positive, you know. Who has those negative people in their life, right? I don't know how the scale goes on that, but you got some people who are like positive, upbeat. You know, you hang around them, then you go to that next person, and they're what? They're right the opposite about how negative and how bad things is. We all have those people in our lives, and sometimes if we don't watch it, we'll get caught up with who? The negative people, right? Because we kind of hang out with them sometimes, and those things happen in our lives. But 2020, this is our first worship service of a new year. Thank you for being here today. Listen, 2020 was a year like no other, wouldn't you say? And I know some of you guys have been through some difficult times in your years of life, but 2020 was just a year of, you didn't know what was next, right? You didn't know how things were going to happen here. There was just a different type of year. But who stayed the same in that? I don't want you to miss the fact of how different it was, how unusual it was, but he stayed the same. Did this word of God change any in 2020? In a lot of ways, we've seen how true it was, right? Who would agree with that? If you read your Bible and you see it, there was a lot of the word of God that we've seen play out in 2020 that you're like, hey, this is very prevalent today in 2020. But we see it was a year full of challenges, heartbreak, disappointment, and unexplained happiness. In 2020, and you think about it, and everybody says, man, I can't wait till 2021 gets here. Anybody heard that? Boy, towards the end of the year, I can't wait till 2021. And we see all these things, but there's a range of emotions of what people feel like 2021 is going to be about. A lot of people thinking this, but who's going to stay the same in 2021? That's going to stay the same. The same possibilities, the same things we have as in a new year. Just like starting a new year, guys, it's about our mindset, how we wrap around God's goodness and what he wants us to do in our life. I know a lot of people make New Year's resolutions, right? The number one is, I got to get in shape, right? Well, you know, the only way that I figure I'm going to get in shape, I move the refrigerator further from the living room, right? Just making sure y'all are still awake this morning, right? But we make all these resolutions that we're going to do this and we're going to do these things. And 2021 is those things that every year we make those things and we kind of get things started off. But listen, our mindset, and I truly believe this, guys, in 2021 has to be that of Christ Jesus. Our mindset has to be on what God wants us to accomplish as a church body and as a group of believers as we go into 2021. Listen, I know he wants us to get in physical shape, but our spiritual shape has to be the first and foremost thing we wrap our minds around. And how we stay spiritually conditioned and be able to do that, and listening, whether that's reading, praying, study, getting you an accountability partner, whatever it is, wrapping your mind around those things in 2021. Listen, how have you already started this year off? You know, this is already the third day in the new year. How have you started off your new year? Is it in your quiet time? How have you changed things that you want to focus more on what Christ wants you to do? Listen, some people, if we would just get down to it, some people are not very happy people, right? And you think about it, in today's time, some people are not very happy. They're not some of the easiest people to be around. So we think about that as we go into the text this morning. We're going to look at some things. We're going to read a lot of verses. We're going to look at just a few things here today that I believe, guys, hear my heart this morning. If we as a church body, and we know who the church is, we are the church, right? So if we wrap our minds around the goodness of Christ, then 2021 is going to be a better year regardless of what we face. Amen? Because listen, there's none of us in here, teachers, deacons, it doesn't matter who you are, none of us are exempt from difficulties in 2021, are we? None of us are exempt from anything in here. We're all, you know, we all can face these things in our life, but it's how we face them defines who our God is. So this morning, as you look at chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, we're going to read 18 verses, and we're just going to look at a few things, and then we'll unpack them, and we'll get out of here today. So it says this, it says, therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced the secrets of the shameful ways, and we do not do deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. It says in verse 3, it says, and even the gospel is veiled. It's veiled to the ones who are perishing. The God of this age blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel. And he says, this display the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God. Verse 5. And he says, for what we preach is not of ourselves, but is Christ Jesus our Lord, and ourselves and the servants of Jesus to save. Verse 6. It says, for God who said, let the light shine in the darkness, made light shine in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. Verse 7. He says, but we have treasure jars of clay to show the surpassing power from God, not from us. This is, we're hard pressed on every side, but not crushed; perplexed, but not in despair; persecuted, but not abandoned; struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our bodies the death of Jesus Christ, the life of Jesus that may be revealed in our body. For we are alive, always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may not be revealed in our mortal bodies. It says, so then the death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken, since the same spirit of faith, who also believes that therefore we speak, because we know that the one who has raised the Lord Jesus from the dead also raised us with Jesus to be present with us. It says, with you to himself. Verse 15 says, all this is for your benefit, so that the grace you reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving overflow to the glory of God. Verse 16 says, therefore, do not lose heart. And it says, though outwardly you're wasting away, yet inwardly you're being renewed day by day. Verse 17, it says, for the light of the momentary troubles are achieving in us an eternal glory, so far outweighs all of them. So fix your eyes on what is not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So we see this morning, as we look through these scriptures today, I know I read a lot of scriptures here this morning, but listen, in 2021, let's don't distort God's truth. Let's make that the first priority of our life, that we teach the Word of God to be the truth. Not my translation, not anything else. We do it to the truth. We stay true to God's Word. What would you and I, our lives look like if we stay true to this Word? You think about it, if we stayed true to the scripture here today, what would our lives look like, church? Would we live differently? Would we see people differently? Would we look at things differently as a church body? I think absolutely. If we stayed true to God's word, if we did that in a way that we stayed true to his word. Listen, church, we can stay true to God's word. You and I, we can stay true to His Word. Who's it up to for us to be able to do that? Listen, He's already done what? He's done His part. God's already done His part. He laid all this out for us. It's up to you and I to stay true to this Word. But I want to tell you something. If we stay true to God's Word, it's going to cost us something. Right? If we stay true to God's Word, it's going to cost us something. Why? And that's one of the biggest things in life that I think we don't want to do, because we don't like giving up anything, do we? Especially if you got little bitty grandkids and stuff like that, and you got little kids, you get one toy. We've seen this over at my mom and dad's house at Christmas. We had two little small children there, and they wanted what? They wanted the same toy, right? They didn't want to share it. They don't want to do these things. You can have like 14 of the same thing, but they want the what? They want the one that somebody else has got. Listen, that's where I want to get to as a believer, that people want to see the God inside of me, and they want that. How many one has that desire in their life? That they just want people to see the truth of who God is and say, man, I want that. I want what you've got. I want what's changed your life. And listen, He's talking about His mercies, and listen, it's overflow of His truth. And God's Word is the truth. And listen, the Bible says that truth will set us free. And as a Christian, if you're a believer, you've been set free from the penalty of sin, right? But there's a lot of people in our lives that we come in contact with has not experienced that freedom. So we need to make sure we do that in a way. Listen, and listen, by spreading God's truth, no matter what time, it's not time to distort the truth. 1 Thessalonians 2:5, we've looked over this on Wednesday night. Paul says this, you know, we never use flattery, nor do we mask, cover up, you know, the greed. He says, God is our witness. Listen, guys, there's so many different opinions today about the church body out there. Listen, I've been praying, and I share with them Wednesday night, I don't sleep well anymore. Listen, I have such a desire for people to know the truth about God's Word. Not a distorted truth, not one of opinions, but one that what the Scripture says, hey, that power changes people's lives. The truth that will actually set somebody free, that when they stand before Christ one day, He's going to say, enter in, thy good and faithful servant. There's a lot of things going on today that it's just getting people to feel good and making them feel apart. Listen, as a Christian, there's a part of knowing that I have peace inside of me. But listen, when you give your life to Christ, it changes a lot of things in your life. You see this as we go through the life, this challenge and the way we look at things. Listen, church, it's time to stand for the truth, even if we have to stand alone. I tell you what, I'm a big Three Stooges fan. So he's with me this morning, right? Like four of us in here. The rest of y'all need to come to know Jesus. But I think about the Three Stooges a lot, and I probably could be one of those. But you talk about standing alone, and you remember any time those three cats were standing side by side, they say, whoever wants to volunteer, step forward, right? And what did they always do? Two of them would step back, wouldn't they? See, some of you laughing because y'all have seen that, right? But you see, there was always one standing alone, and listen, he was the one that got volunteered for a lot of things. Listen, in a lifestyle today, listen, if we're going to stand for Christ, sometimes other people are going to step back, we're going to be standing alone. But you think about that in lifestyle today, is that's what we're supposed to do, is stand and stand for the Word of God. I had a conversation this morning. Listen, we got to stand up for what we believe. Too many times in a day's life that even if it's a new year, a new day, we're not standing, we're kind of filtering back and mingling in with everybody else. And that's not what Christ called us for. Listen, another thing we see this morning is as we go on down, and you think about it, it's found in verse 4. Listen, this New Year, he said, let's pray for unbelievers to see the light of Christ. I'm going to read that verse again. It says, the God of this age blinded the minds of unbelievers. Satan is still blinding people today. Listen, and he's in hyper gear, if you want to ask my opinion of it. And listen, I don't say that a lot, but I think he's in overdrive right now in this period of time we're at in this life. He's getting so much and infiltrating so many people's minds. And listen, this is not only the lost people. This is the believers that sit in the pews of our churches here and across this nation today, that he is working double time trying to confuse them on the truth. And listen, church, I believe it's working in a lot of ways. And you see that in lifestyles of people today. Listen, and I'm going to tell you this, and you hear nothing else today, none of us are exempt from falling into that. Because a lot of people think today, oh, that's just that. Listen, the decisions we make happens at a rapid pace today. Listen, that the truth is not represented to people's lives. Listen, the God, this is, they can't see the light from all the things, from all the darkness. We know what darkness represents. Listen, church, the world needs the light of Jesus. People need to know the truth of who God is. They need that light of their life. And that verse goes on, it says, blinded the minds of all unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ. We just got done with Christmas. It displays a great glory of who Christ is, how he comes as a baby. Listen, and listen, whose image is the image of God? It goes on and finishes that verse. We think about that today as we go through. Hebrews 1:3 says this. It says, the sun and all its radiance and God's glory is the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. How powerful do you believe God's word is this morning? You think about it, how do we live that? Do we live it like it's an all-powerful word? We do at church, don't we? Most people, we do a good job when we come into church. We live like it's powerful. We sing like it's powerful. We do what it's powerful. But when we get out in society, how powerful do we believe it is? Does our bodies act like, does our bodies portray that? Or do we like, yeah, you know, when somebody comes and say, hey, Brother Rick, where you go to church at? I go to St. Joe, right? You know, do we kind of our conversations start there? Listen, we got to get those conversations out in community today that this is still a powerful word. And it's still changing people's lives. And there's still things happening today. And it goes on and it says, it talks about a representation. And it says, and it goes on and it says, all powerful word. And it says, after he provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Father in majesty in heaven. That powerful word is looking down on us today. I want you to think about it. Not only today, but guess who's going to be looking down tomorrow? Guess who's looking down on Tuesday when we get in our normal routine? You don't take off just because church day is Wednesday. Look, guess who's looking down on Wednesday? What about Thursday? What about Friday? What about Saturday? What about 365 days a year this year? Who's going to be looking down on you and I? You think about what that means to your our lives. Listen, we need to pray the light of Jesus shines into all unbelievers. And I guarantee you, you know some unbelievers this morning that you need the light of Jesus to shine down on. And I guarantee if you think about it enough, there's a lot of people that are in the body of Christ that needs that today also. And listen, I need it every day, amen? Who needs that every day? Who needs the light of Christ to shine down their life every day? See, too many people are dying not knowing who the light of the world is. Not just mean people. Not just the people that we run into every now and then, our friends, our family, our co-workers, are stepping out in eternity not knowing who the true Jesus is. Look at verses 5 and 6 we see this morning. We talk about this year allow us, this new year allow us to use Christ. And listen, verse 5 says this, and I've already read it, but it says, for what we preach is not ourselves. I just think this is a very important part of this right here, that every day of our lives that we have to get ourselves out of the way, right? I tell you what, I'm a better person when I get mailing out of the way. And listen, I know you would agree with that, but how many would agree that's true in your own life? If you would just get yourselves out of the way, how much better day would it be? And you think we kind of get ourselves in a way, and listen, it goes on, and it said it didn't stop there. It says it gets better, and it says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord. Not just Jesus, but as Lord, as authority over the things that we see in this earth. And he goes on, and he says, as Lord, and he says, ourselves as servants of Jesus. Listen, 2021, guys, we got to be servants. We got to be servants. Everybody can serve something. Everybody can have that spot that only you can fill in the gospel. I've told you this many times. The church body, everybody plays a part in that. Listen, it will go forward, but it'll go a lot better if everybody fits into their part. If you put those parts in there, and he goes on and he says, he talks about this, and he goes, it's service of Jesus. In verse 6, he says, for God who said, let the light shine in the darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. To be in service, displaying the face, just kind of explaining the truth of who God is in people's lives today. 2 Corinthians 1:24 is a verse that I like, that I kind of looked at this week in many different translations. Listen, we're all servants of Christ, but not for our sake, but his. See, we got to get ourselves out of the way and let him use our lives. 2 Corinthians 1:24 says this. I use the contemporary English version. A lot of them differently. It says, we're not the boss who tells you what to believe. He says, we are working with you to make you glad because your faith is strong. Listen, if we're going to be good Christians, we're going to be good servants, we're going to be good church body, our faith has to be strong in who? Not just a little bit strong faith. Faith to face what we're going to have to face today. How many couldn't have faced what you faced in 2020 without Jesus? How many couldn't have faced what you faced in 2019 without the Lord? How many of you think you're going to be able to face what you're going to face in 2021 without Jesus, right? That faith that we've had as believers hasn't went away. He hasn't went away. He's still there. He's still faithful. Listen, he said, let the light shine in the darkness. We all know what the darkness represents. We all know how difficult and challenging that is. 1 Corinthians 9:19 says this. Paul's talking about his freedom here. He says, though I'm free, I belong to no one. I made myself a slave to everyone. Well, Paul says, you know what? He says, I made my slave to everyone, that I made it this way where I could do this. And he says, he goes on, I'm going to finish that verse here. He says, I made a slave to win as many people as possible. Oh, church, what would it be like if we had the mindset of going out every day and winning as many people as possible to the Lord? What would it be like? If that was our mindset every day, that we were wrapped around Jesus so much in our lives that we said every day, listen, God, I'm going after one today, right? Because you know what? If we're going fishing, you're going to say, well, I'm going fishing today, but I ain't going to try to catch anything, right? Has anybody said that? You hooked up the boat and you headed out and thinking, boy, I'm going to the river today, Jeff, and I ain't going to catch one. I'm just going to float out here and leave all my fishing poles at home, right? You go back and tell your wife, so where you been? I went fishing. She says, well, I noticed you left all your stuff at home. Well, they wasn't biting, right? Well, you say, what do I say to that? That's like us as Christians. We have the Word of God inside of us. If Jesus changed your life, then you have it inside of you, and when you go out, it's always with you in it. But who's it up to if we use it or not? You see the things today, what he mean? Paul says, you know, I want to win as many people as possible. I want to win as many hearts. I want to win as many people for the truth of the gospel as possible to do. And it's possible for all of us if we'll just wrap our minds around it. Church, we need to display God's truth in our lives. This is the next, probably my favorite part of this passage right here, is verses 8 and 9. Listen, this past year, 2020, has been a challenge, but he has absolutely been faithful. I've got a question for you this morning, church. How many here this morning has been pressed on many sides and been pressed hard and been roughed and been kind of gone over, but you have not crushed? You have not been crushed. How many is this morning? Why? Because he is faithful, amen? How many of you here this morning have been puzzled and baffled on what's took place in the last year and you can't just wrap your mind around it, but you was not without hope? Why? Because he was faithful. Some of you have been persecuted for what you believe. How many's had amazing questions this morning about what's going on today, as what's part of this, about, hey, where's God fit into all this? Anybody had that question this week and said, man, where's your God at now with all these people dying and what else going on? And listen, you've been persecuted in a way for what you believe, and yet you have not been abandoned. Why? Because he is faithful. Some of us here today, and some of you may have been struck down by life and what it's been, the ups and downs, the difficulties. You just can't seem to get ahead. Who's that? I just can't. One thing happens, and I just can't seem to get ahead in life. I'm like, I take 2 steps forward and 15 back, and all these things happen, and all this, but yet you haven't been destroyed. Why? Because he is faithful. There's a song about that. He is faithful, church. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 8. Romans 8. I'm going to look at a passage of Scripture this morning. It goes along with where we're at. Start at verse 35 of Romans 8. Talk about the faithfulness of Christ. And the Bible says this, one of the most encouraging verses that we can read in the times that we're facing today. This Bible says this. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble. Anybody faced any trouble? Can I tell you, in 2021, there could be troubles. And he goes on and he says, it says trouble or hardship, right? Or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword. As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. Let me tell you something. As a believer, when you're in the trenches of life and when we're doing what God wants us to do, we're going to face some difficult things, right? We're going to face persecution. We're going to face things saying, where's your God at now? And what's going on in your life? Listen, we're not exempt from that. But yet we act like that, don't we? We act like, hey, we're bulletproof, and that's not going to happen to me. You know, I always used to say when I was young, and my parents would tell me one thing, you don't need to do this. I always say, well, that's never going to happen to me. Anybody ever said that? That's not going to be my fault. I'm not going to do those things. Why? Because I thought I was better than that. And he says, for others take all day long. He says, we consider ourselves to be sheep to be slaughtered. Then a verse goes on and he says, knowing all these things, you're more than conquerors. Listen, church, we got to know in the midst of whatever happens in 2021 that we are more than conquerors because he is faithful. We're more than conquerors because he is faithful. He says, through him who loved us, for I'm convinced neither death nor life, nor either angels or demons, neither present or future, nor any of the powers, neither height or depth or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of who? Why, church? Why do we walk around as defeated people today? Listen, the COVID-19 pandemic does not define you as who you are, Christian. It doesn't define who we are as believers unless we let it. And he goes on and he says that. He says, the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. You think about that this morning as we do these things and as we face these things today. What does that mean to your heart here this morning? Look back in the text this morning, verse 16 and 17. Church, don't lose heart. And this is where it's got me at for the last few weeks of my life is this. People are losing heart today. People are losing confidence in what's going on around them today. Listen, church, don't lose heart. And especially don't lose heart in the one who's been faithful. And it says this in the text this morning. It says, therefore, don't lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away. Some people here today are faced many difficult things in their life, whether it be health issues or just things are going on in their life that they feel like that things are just happening at a rapid pace. Listen, but these things, if we stay faithful to Christ, look what it says. Yet inwardly, we are being renewed day by day. Listen, all things don't happen like we want them on the outside. Things don't, you know, now that I get a little older, I climb a ladder for a little bit, things don't work like it used to. Anybody else experience that? You know, I told them a long time ago, God in his infinite wisdom should have put grease fittings in on the hips and things, right? I think that'd be kind of weird if you pulled up and, you know, get a couple squirts of that good grease in there where you can move a little better or something. I don't know. But anyway, in the things today, we think about that, guys. Things innerly. Where does Christ live at? We get him inside of us and get that right. Guess what the outside's going to look like? It's going to look like him. We wrap our minds around that. Listen, don't lose heart if things don't look good, don't look like you want them to. Too many times, outward appearance is all we see, right? I tell you what, we draw a good conclusion to somebody by the first 5 seconds we see them, because what we see is the outside, right? But what are those people seeing in our lives? They seeing somebody that's judgmental? They seeing somebody that's loving and caring? What are they seeing in our lives? In verse 16, we see inside. I'll just continue reading that verse. And he goes on and he says, yet, he says, in repairs each and every day. Verse 17 is, for our light is monetary in troubles and achieving the eternal glory that is far outweighs them all. Listen, our God that we live, that we serve, that we worship here today outweighs anything that you and I will ever face in this life. Ephesians 3, I'm going to read 14 through 19 this morning. I've got them on here in my notes. It says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father." When we pray, when we're seeking, who are we seeking, church? We're seeking the Father. And it says, from every family here on earth, it says in their name, it says, "I pray out of the glorious riches and strength that you, through the power of the Spirit of your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you're being rooted and established in love." He says, "You may have power together," he says, "with your holy," he says, "holy people, to grasp how long and how wide and how deep is the love of Christ." You don't have just a little bit of love for us. It's a huge, big love. "And how the love surpasses knowledge, that you may be fulfilled in the measure of the fullness of God." 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7 says this. It says, "In all this, greatly rejoice, that though for a little while you may have to suffer grief." See, we get to that point, and that sounds good for maybe just a little while, but listen, it could be for longer, but listen, he's going to be faithful. It says, "Grief and trials have come to prove that the genuineness of your faith are greater than worth and gold, which is perishing through the fire," and he says, "may result in praise, glory, and honor for when Jesus Christ is revealed." Listen, verse 18 is where I want to get to this morning, church. I want you to, this is where we have to wrap our minds around who he is in our life. We have to do these things. We have to be fixed on who Jesus is. In verse 18, this one in your Bible, if you highlight, I recommend you to mark this verse, because listen, we have to wrap our minds around this verse here today. If we want 21 and 21 to go in a positive direction, it says this, "So we fix our eyes on what? Not on what is seen." How easy is that not to do? Most people in here can see. I don't see as well as I used to. Shelly said, "Can you read the bottom like a little bitty card we had yesterday?" And I was like, well, first I was in the dark. It was about 7 o'clock. I'm like, well, I can't see in the dark. I can't see in the daylight real good. And so she handed it to me, and I read like part of it. She said, "That's not the part I wanted." And the rest of it, I don't know. It was like, I couldn't know if I could have seen it with a magnifying glass. Because we don't see as well as we used to, right? But church, let's be honest this morning. I guarantee you most of us see things a lot different sometimes than other people, right? But I guarantee we see things going on in the world today that we're getting caught up in. It's not the direction that God wants us to go in. We get caught up in that. Why? Because we can see it. Because there's a lot to see today, ain't it? It doesn't matter where you look, what you turn on, whether it's radio, you look on the internet, or wherever it is today, there's a lot to be seen. And the Bible says this. He says, you know what, don't get caught up on what is seen. But this is what breaks my heart. If we lived as the church body, what should be seen today? Does that not get you? That the same people are being negative in what we're seeing today are the same people sits in the pews of our churches. But we get caught up on just what we can see. And he goes on and he says this, and he says, but what is unseen? He says, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary. How many is so thankful all this is going to pass away one day? It's not going to last forever. This is temporary. The Bible says we're just passing through. Whether you're here one day or 175 days, you're just passing through. It's what we do here defines who we are. And defines the God that's inside of our life. That's what we do when we pass through here. It's just temporary. But what is unseen is eternal. Psalms 23 says, though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And I love the part where he says, he leads me beside the still waters. Man, we can draw pictures of that. We can think of that's unseen to us. One day, if we remain faithful to him, we'll get to take that stroll. Listen, church, I'm going to leave you with this morning. 2 Corinthians 5, 7, and 9 says this: "For we live by faith." If you want to live in 2021 or 2024, however how long God puts you here, it has to be live by faith, not by sight. We're confident when we say, "I would prefer to be away from the body and to be at home with the Lord." So make it our goal to please Him. Listen, we spend most of our life, if you would write it down, we spend most of our life trying to please somebody else, don't we? We want to make sure everybody is happy. Listen, but the one we should please first is Him. We should please Him with the way we live, the way we act, the way we serve, the way we treat our kids, the way we treat our people in our community. Whatever it is, that has to be first in our lives. Listen, if we want to do these things, I got just a few things here. We need to be positive to make sure we teach and to live the truth of God's Word. We need to be positive in the light for unbelievers. And listen, let Christ lead you in 2021. You quit trying to lead Him. I know some of you people are very much want to be in charge and all that. Listen, but let Him lead your life in 2021 and see what happens. He may carry you to some places that you don't want to go, some doors you don't want to go through, but listen, follow Him everywhere you go. Listen, church, and don't lose heart. We're all in this together. Don't lose heart. If you need a mentor, you need somebody in your life, accountability partner, you see me, I'll find you somebody. Realize this, you're not in this all by yourself. Listen, we want to see things different in 2021. I told you earlier is this, church, we have to fix our eyes on the Lord and look in a positive direction. Fix your eyes on Him. Fix your eyes on the truth of God's Word. I guarantee it will lead you in the right direction. Let's pray together. Father, we just thank You for this day, Lord. And Father, I don't know the heart of our people here today, Father, but You do. Father, I don't know the direction of everybody in this place is going today. Father, You know the plan that You've laid out for them. Father, I pray that You reveal that to them today. Father, if they don't know that and don't understand where You'd have them to go. Father, a lot of us in here have went through a lot in 2020, but You was faithful every step of the way. Father, what I pray this morning, Lord, is we get to that verse 18 where it talks about the things are just temporary of what we can see. Father, I'm thankful the sickness that I see, the death and the loss that I've seen, is just a temporary thing. Father, You tell us in Scripture, absent from the body means we're presence with the Lord for believers. Father, if we keep the faith, no matter how hard it is in 2021, some people may have an easy year, it could be difficult for some, middle of the road for others. Whether it's hard, easy, middle, whatever it is, Father, we want to remain. I can't speak for everybody, but Father, our hearts, we want to remain faithful to You in whichever spot we end up in. Father, because the unseen of what we want to do, the eternity we get to spend with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Father, I pray that we wrap our minds around just how great of a God You are. And just how faithful You are to us every day, not just in 2020, but every year of our life as a believer, just how faithful You have been to us. Whether I face something coming tomorrow, or I face something 2 days down the road, Father, You're going to be faithful to me because, Father, You said You would never leave us or forsake us. You're sitting at the right hand of the Father today, looking down on us. So, Father, this morning, Father, I pray that we fix our eyes on You. Father, we don't miss those opportunities. And even if, Lord, we had to stand alone, Father, we'll never be alone because You're standing with us. Father, let our lives just be hidden in Your love, hidden in Your grace, hidden in Your mercy, that everywhere they see us, Father, they see You. Father, give us the opportunities to love on other people the way You've loved us. Father, it's in Your name we pray. Amen.